Welcome. This is Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Thursday, February 15th, 2007. You know, we've all heard the stories of lottery winners who go through their money faster than anything, who end up poorer than what they were before they won the lottery, or someone who keeps winning the lottery over and over again, or the rich guy that wins the lottery and we maybe cuss a little bit and say, why can't somebody who needs it win it? Well, 5 weeks after Wayne Schenck was diagnosed with inoperable lung cancer, he hit a $1 million state lottery jackpot on a $5 scratch-off ticket. This story comes from Naples, New York, credit the Associated Press. With doctors giving him a little more than a year to live, the former Marine has no need for a new house or a fancy car. He's hoping to buy a little time by checking into a Philadelphia hospital that specializes in treating advanced stage cancers. I understand money can't buy everything, but money can prolong things, you know, Schenck said. It's proving much trickier than he imagined. The $1 million New York lottery prize pays out in $50,000 annual installments over 20 years. And the Eastern Regional Medical Center told him he would need at least $125,000 up front and $250,000 in reserves. Oh, it's unbelievable. To be tapped as his treatment proceeds, his insurance with the Department of Veteran Affairs cannot be transferred to an out-of-network provider. If it wasn't for bad luck, I've had no luck at all, Schenck said. And he had a wheezy laugh as he sat back in a friend's pickup truck outside an attorney's office where he went to draw up his will. Schenck recently cashed his first lottery check, $34,000 after taxes, and is still scrambling to find a lump sum arrangement. He's been offered a lump sum of more than $400,000, but after taxes, he'd only be left with a little more than $200,000. Here's a guy who deserved to win a lottery, who won it, and now is being not only attacked by the cancer in his body, but by the cancer we call bureaucracy. $250,000 in reserves, $125,000 up front, insurance that can't be transferred to an out-of-network provider, and this man is dying and needs help. Let's all sit back and pray for Wayne Schenck that he gets the help that he needs, and let's take a look at lottery winnings and maybe in special circumstances have a one-time payout rather than $50,000 over 20 years. A $1 million lottery prize should be just that. I'm Dana Pretzer.